Hello, Blind Geek Zone. This is Eric Foreman. Wanted to give a demonstration of what this podcast is about. The Sprint LG Fusik LX550. Cell phone with built-in voice output. Now, this phone has a lot of nice features. It has the talking caller ID. It reads audibly, reads the menus as you scroll down, and hitting OK, it reads the sub menus. You can go in and set your phone to only operate on the Sprint network or to roam or for automatic. It also does the status of your battery, signal strength, and tells you what network you're on. We're going to be demonstrating some of those features for you today. Here we are. First of all, we're going to do the status, which will give you the battery level, the signal strength, network, and it gives you the time as well. So, I've got a brief description of the phone. The phone is, it's a flip phone. It's securely in the palm of your hand. Very sleek. About the size, about the thickness of a razor. I would compare it to the razor, Motorola razor. It's got some several buttons here. The thing that I don't like about it is the talk back and in keys are located above the number keys, right above the number keys, and they're basically the same size as the number keys. They're a little, just slightly bigger. Above that, we have a navigational key at the left and right, soft keys. About it. And you've got your, I don't know what all these keys are, but they don't really do anything if you're attempting to access a different menu or anything of that nature. So we're going to go through it. We're going to go through the menus here. I'm going to hit the OK key. Nope. I'm going to display the, give you the status information. That's what I was doing. So I'm going to hold the talk key down, and you're going to hear a prompt.
Call. Please say a command.
Status.
8:34 p.m. Tuesday, March 27. Your battery is 50% full. Your coverage is Sprint only. Your signal strength is very good. Phone status. Please say a command.
There you are. Tells you all of the status information. Now I'm going to hit the end key to get out of that. No, I'm going to hit window. Out of that menu. And I'm going to hit the OK key.
Alert.
We're going to go through the menus. Have voice alerts.
Messaging.
Messaging. I'm scrolling down.
Contacts. Media player. Music. Tools. Settings. Web. On demand. My content. Pictures. Call history. Missed alerts. Messaging. Contacts.
That's it.
Media player. Settings. Web. On demand.
That's all the options there. It's going to give you a quick podcast. It's basically over everything. Now I'm going to place a call to my phone. On my house phone so that I can. I hadn't learned to call the cell phone back and let you hear how the voice guide handles coming calls. Now calling my house phone.
You dialed it.
We're dialing the wrong number, actually. He's dialing the house phone.
4-3-6-3-0-7-7-4.
Okay. That's my number there. Now we're going to do, I'm going to hit star 69. What do they call that? To the cell phone so you can hear it. And of course the line's busy. Yo.
Call from 314-558.
There you are. It gives you the incoming call as it comes in. And you can go, so you know how to go back. Call history. Tap the OK key.
Contact.
Go down to
settings.
Call history.
Call history. Missed calls.
Missed calls comes up.
Three,
and there I am in under missed call. Now, let's see.
Call.
I'm still in call history. I hit the back key. So I've come out of missed calls. And this is call. This is outgoing.
Incoming calls.
Outgoing calls.
Delete history.
Oh, delete history. Delete the call history. No, let's go back to my number. And I'm going to add my number into my contacts. Let you hear how that's done.
Outgoing calls. Missed calls. Save.
So you can hit the OK key once you get into the call list, and then arrow down to the, I'm going to give you the menu.
Call.
First option that comes up is call.
Save.
Save.
Send message.
Send message. That's for text messaging and email.
Prepin.
That's for adding any other information to that contact.
Delete.
And delete.
Next.
There's also next.
Previous.
Call.
Save.
So we're going to go to save.
New entry.
Hit OK on new entry. I hit OK on save. OK on new entry.
Mobile.
It gives you all the different types of phone numbers. It can be
home.
Mobile, home.
Office.
Pager.
Fax.
None.
Mobile.
Back to mobile. So I'm going to hit enter on. I'm going to go down to home. Enter on home.
Add name.
It says add name. Now, this feature is not accessible at all. It doesn't allow me to key in my letters or anything, and it doesn't read the letters to me as I key them in. I'd have to have someone sighted to put the name in. So I'm going to go down.
3, 1, 4.
This is the phone number. Add number.
Add email.
Going down. Down arrowing. Scrolling down in the add contact menu.
Default.
And now default. Default is where you would set the ringtone that you would want for that particular number. So at least that's accessible. We can now input numbers into the phone. It's just a regular, it's not a smartphone, it's just a regular basic cell phone with has that firmware installed on it. So we're gonna hit enter on default.
Single tone.
Then your list of ringtones, your ringtone categories comes up. This is single tones.
Ringtones.
Ringtones.
Melodies. Voice memo.
And voice memo. You can also record a voice memo, you know, a little voice tag with the name of the person who's calling. So that's something we can do if you can't put the name in.
My contact.
My content. That's where you download ringers in my content. There's nothing here. So we're gonna go up to
add number.
Uh oh. I'll go back to default. I hit the back key.
Single tone, ringtone, melody.
Let's go to melodies.
Oh, oh, oh. Where my dogs?
Wild little ringtone there. I think I like this one. So I'm gonna hit OK to select this one. Here we are. I've got it. Oh, and then it tells you the name of the ringtone once you add it into the contact.
Memo,
Ninth Drive, I think it's called. So we're done there. We're going to hit back.
Return to edit. Edit. Save and exit.
Oh, here we go. Save and exit.
Return to save.
There we are. I've got
phone book info.
It's talking about phone book info.
Send message
pre-text below. Phone book info. Okay, so hit end. Get out of there. I'm going to show you how to go in and change your network. Let's see. That's under tools, so I hit the OK key and I'm back in the main menu.
Music, tools,
settings. We go on the tools here.
Music, alarm clock, calculator.
None of this is accessible at all. Alarm clock, calculator.
Bluetooth
isn't even really accessible because it comes up with the, when it comes up with the dialogue areas, it just says yes and no. It doesn't read the dialogue to you. Give a quick demonstration.
Bluetooth.
Add device.
Search.
I'm hitting OK on search. Not telling me if it found anything or nothing. None of that.
Yes.
And it just comes up and says yes.
No.
No.
Yes. No.
I'm hitting, I'm scrolling down, so that doesn't help me any. So I'm gonna say no. We're gonna get out of here. I'm gonna hit back.
Add device.
As you see, none of this, is accessible, really.
Trusted devices. Exchange folder. Supported services. Settings.
All right, we're out.
Bluetooth. Voice control. Scheduler.
Now, when you first get the phone at the store, you're gonna have to have the representative go to tools.
Voice control.
They're going to have to hit OK on voice control.
Call. Please say a command.
And then you're going to have to go down to voice guide.
Voice guide. Please say a command.
Hit OK on voice guide.
Do you want to turn voice guide mode on?
Yes.
Voice guide. Please say a command.
So that voice guide is on.
Phone status. Training. Please say a command.
And we're going to hit cancel out of here. Is it really anything else that this phone does? It doesn't do text messaging, doesn't do the internet. It's good for if you just want to do basic things. No text messaging, internet, email. No instant messaging or anything like that. None of that. None of that is accessible on this phone. But if you just want a phone that will allow you to keep track of who's calling you, to add your own contacts and do your own custom ringtones for contacts, and if you want to basically be able to do those things on your own, this is a good phone. But as far as doing the Bluetooth or using the clock, the alarm clock and the calculator, none of that is accessible at all. But it's a step in the right direction, definitely. I would recommend this for anyone that didn't want to do text that. That nice phone. The feature that I love, that I really wish I could have on my other phone, the Motorola Q, is the transmitter. It has a radio transmitter, and you can put your, when you put your music, it comes with an MP. It comes with a memory card, a 64 megabyte memory card. You can put your music on here. And then with the radio transmitter, you can transmit it to any radio, any FM radio. It has an FM transmitter. So any FM radio receiver, like in your car stereo or your home stereo, you can transmit the music from the phone to the stereo, and it'll sound like, you know, like you're using an MP3 player, like you're using a radio on your stereo or something. It's going to sound good. Basically all, this is the LG LX, I'm sorry, LG Fusik LX 550.
Recorder. Pause button to act. Record button to activate. Press set. Record button to activate.
Yes. I've discovered how to enable voice guide without any sighted assistance. If you press and hold the talk key for half a second, it will ask you if you hold the key and say
voice guide mode, and it'll ask you if you'd like to enable voice guide mode, or a quick demo here. Hold the talk key.
Please say a command.
Voice guide mode.
Want to turn voice guide mode on?
Yes.
Voice guide, please say a command.
It takes me right back into the voice guide menu inside.
Do you want to turn voice guide mode on?
Yes, inside of voice control.
Voice guide, please say a command.
Takes you to the voice guide menu inside voice control.
Phone status, training, bookmark, help. Exit voice control.
Exit voice control. I'm going to hit OK. Back at my regular menu. Now, I've discovered that this phone is also, phone itself, the price is $300. Full price. So if you're a current customer and you don't have any type of rebates or anything like that, you'll have to pay $300 for the phone. If you have the rebate, 2-year, $150 rebate through Sprint, then you know it's $150. Not a bad price to pay for accessibility, considering how the Motorola Q was $450 plus the $300 for the Mobile Speak smartphone. However, with the Motorola Q, you can do a lot. It does a lot. If you're a techie individual, or if you love text messaging or getting on the internet, that's the Motorola Q and Mobile Speak smartphone is the way to go. You just want a simple phone that just does your caller ID, you can access your call history, you can hear your different alerts, like your missed call alert, voicemail alert, and you know, like I said earlier, it also has that radio transmitter feature I would like to have on my Motorola Q. But okay, that's it.
Email address. You can reach me by email at eforce4000@gmail.com. That's eforce4000@gmail.com. Thank you.